Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
let not your heart be troubled. Believe. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going and how we can know the way. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I've read to you from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Our Father God in heaven, creator of everything, we lost sheep, but humbly come to you in prayer, thanking you for your goodness and your mercy to us. I personally thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, as well as I thank you for sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, happiness, and joy, courage, boldness, and you're restoring us lost sheep. Prosperity in all things. This prayer is said in your son's name, Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday for those of you who do not know. And to keep it holy, we are to do no work. Read it for yourselves in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Also, my Bible reads a little different from yours. It might be a word or two different from yours. I want you to have your pen or pencil, your paper or your notebook. Take notes just in case I may say something that you might want to jot down. Also, I want you to remember that the last feast that we believers in Jesus, also known as his real name is Yahweh, but I found out that his name was changed to Jesus, I'm told, by the Catholic Church. Nonetheless, I want you to follow up. The last time I talked about the feast of God, we were at the feast of unleavened bread that ended April the 22nd, and we were to count up 50 days from April the 23rd. And that leads us to the next feast day. I count 50 days to end on June the 11th, but I see on my calendar that today is the eve of Pentecost, and tomorrow will be the first day of Pentecost, and June the 9th will be the second day. So what we are to do is to follow what is said in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. And I visited with a church last year, and what happened, you have your regular Saturday Sabbath service. Then the next day, you have, on a Sunday, you have a service. Plus, you are fed a meal. And then after that, the next day, I didn't do too much of anything. I'm just retired. But nonetheless, let us remember the feast days. So this is the eve of the feast day. Tomorrow with your families, you are to go to a church if you can find one that celebrates the feast of God. And if not, I would suggest that you have your family meet together and you read from the Bible to them. And after that, you have fellowship, sit down and have a pleasant meal. Now, let us turn to the book of Ezra. Follow me to the book of Ezra. We're going to read chapter 5. I pray that we finish it all. It's the restoration of the temple resumed. Ezra chapter 5, verse 1. Let's read. Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem. Now, if you can remember, in Ezra chapter 1, verse 2, the very last sentence, it tells you that Jerusalem is in Judah. Let's continue reading verse 1 of chapter 5. Well, let's start over. Verse 1, chapter 5. Then the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God, which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them. Verse 3. Then at the same time, Tendonai, the governor of the region beyond the river of Shetar Boznai, and their companions came to them and spoke thus to them, "Who has commanded you to build this temple and finish this wall?" Then accordingly, we told them the names of the men who were constructing this building. But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, so they could not make them cease until a report could come to Darius. And Darius is a king. We'll read a little later on. We'll find it out. Then a written answer was returned concerning this matter. This is a copy of the letter that Tantanai sent, the governor of the region beyond the river, and Shetar Boznai, and his companions, the Persians, who were in the region beyond the river. I'm wondering if the Persians are still there, to Darius the king. Verse 7, they sent a letter to him in which was written thus, to Darius the king, all peace. Let it be known to the king that we sent into the province of Judea. Excuse me, let me read verse, start reading verse 8 again. Let it be known to the king that we went into the province of Judea to the temple of the great God, which is being built with heavy stones, and timber is being laid in the walls. And this work goes on diligently and prospers in their hands. Verse 9, then we asked those elders and spoke thus to them, who commanded you to build this temple and to finish these walls? We also asked them their names to inform you that we might write the names of the men who were chief among them. And thus they returned us and answer, saying, "We are the servants of God of heaven and earth, and we are rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, which a great king of Israel built and completed. But because our fathers provoked the God of heaven to wrath," you know, wrath is anger, "he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldeans, who destroyed this temple and carried the people away to Babylon." I want to say this to you, sheep, that I am thinking that the God of heaven has me to read the book of Nehemiah as well as Ezra, so that we can prepare and know what to do for what is coming to us. So we'll know how to rebuild. We'll know once we get to Jerusalem, we ought to rebuild Solomon's temple. And of course, you know, King Solomon was a black man. Read Psalms, the Songs of Solomon, chapters 1 through 5. You'll find that he was a black man, which means that, in my view, King David was a black man. Let's pick up reading. And why are you saying that? I'm thinking, because I read in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, that those who say they are Jews are not. That's why I say what I say. However, again, let's pick up in Ezra, chapter 5, verse 13. "However, in the first year of King Cyrus of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to build this house of God." Excuse me, sheep, I have to burp for some reason. "Also, the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple that was in Jerusalem and carried to the temple of Babylon, those King Cyrus took from the temple of Babylon, and they were given to one named Sheshbazzar, who has been made governor. And he said to him, 'Take these articles, go carry them to the temple site that is in Jerusalem, and build the house of God.'" Let me read verse 15 again. "He said to him, 'Take these articles, go carry them to the temple site that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be rebuilt on this, on its former site.'" Verse 16, "Then the same Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem, and from that time until now, it has been under construction, and it is not yet finished. Now, therefore, if it seems good to the king, let a search be made in the king's treasure," that's to mean the archives of the king's house, "which is there in Babylon, whether it is so that a decree was issued by King Cyrus to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send us his pleasure concerning this matter." Well, we have finished reading chapter 5, and we'll pick up reading in the book of Ezra next Sabbath. I do want to go to the book of Psalms. You know, I have been reading Psalms 106 for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I left off at Psalms 106, verse 19. Let us read as much of that as we can today and finish the next time. I believe there's something very important in this that the devil does not want me to read to you, sheep. as well as to myself, because I'm reading, I'm getting understanding as I read along with you all. Listen, we are in Psalms 106, verse 19. Let us read until it's time for us to get off here. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molded image. Now, you know, sheep, that we're not supposed to worship any molded images. Thus, they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. Now, let me turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Let me read this verse 21 before I turn there. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. Now let us turn to Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And this is what we should know, sheep. You shall not make for yourselves any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I am a jealous, I am your Lord, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. The iniquities are wickedness and sinfulness of the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy. Mercy is love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. That is the theme of this Bible. You are to keep God's commandments, even though Jesus came and sacrificed and got rid of the blood offerings. Now, let's pick up at verse 22. Wondrous works in the land of Ham. Oh my God. Awesome things done by the Red Sea. Well, we are going to stop at verse 23 of Psalms 106, and we'll try to read as much of it as we possibly can next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we sheep thank you for all things, especially keeping the evil one away from us along with his demons. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. In your Son's name, Yahweh's name, also known as Jesus, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father God along with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be back with you next time. I want you to purchase this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com. and purchase that book, as well as I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two e-books. You can be reading within 5 minutes. The Passing, that is an adult book, plus the children's book, The Broken Plant, by Sondra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A Harris. God loves you, and so do I. Talk with you next time. Bye for now.